Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold here. A lot of stuff going on in the news. I think that September is going to be the demise of Mueller and the Muellergate, Russiagate foolishness. I think Trump's going to get continued wins as each campaigns around the country. I think the major media and the intel agencies that are abusing us, along with the Silicon Valley fat cats, Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc., are going to get what for, and they're going to be forced to actually go back to act like utilities rather than act as a publisher controlling the media. But I have a strong feeling that you're going to not see a blue wave, but a red ripple. I have a feeling there's going to be things ramp up to even make attempts on assassination of the president, so he needs to make sure his security forces are really secure. And I have a feeling that internationally, you're going to see a deal with Canada come up in the trade deal. They've nullified NAFTA, and Europe's already capitulating on the gas, in the automobile industry with the tariff and non-tariff barriers. Lots of things are going to happen in the next few months, aren't they?
Yeah, this is it. We're coming right up against the the confluence of the unstoppable force and the impenetrable wall. So,
right, and I think also as America's economy gets stronger, the Chinese have actually been so crazy now they're actually going to fortune tellers to figure out how to deal with the trade deals with America. And look at Mueller; he's got this big and devilish smile on his face, like, "Hey, what deadline?" You know, Mueller. Listen, Mueller, he's pursuing this to cover his own butt because he's part of the cover-up of 9/11, the Benghazi situation, the situation that occurred regarding Uranium 1. I mean, this guy's got so many skeletons in his closet, he needs to buy another closet, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's very vulnerable. It's amazing we haven't got any action out of...
I guarantee you that, and probably not now, but immediately after the 2018 election, if Trump wins and gets even a tiny majority, you're going to see Sessions gone if he doesn't start investigations in the next 70 days before the election of the Clinton Gate, which is, the false dossier. And the fact that Bruce Orr has been keeping in the loop Mr. Weissman, who's one of the chief investigators under Mueller, this is insane that this investigation is continuing. The fact that it is going on means probably that Mueller himself needs to go to prison rather than being continuing an investigation. And he's going extrajudicial. He actually doesn't even have proper appointments. There's an appointment issue that we talked about the other day that he doesn't have even a proper appointment as an independent counsel, so that needs to be shut down, doesn't it?
There's no authority. This is, totally fictionalized, but that's what we've been living in, the equivalent to the Truman Show and all the...
I think Trump is going to step in first if he declassifies a lot of these materials that are not yet coming forth from the Department of Justice. Now, after Bruce Orr's testimony, I think Muellergate's going to get shut down by the middle of September. I don't think it's going to go beyond that. And the fact that they want to actually interview Trump should never give one syllable, one ooh-ah, because it'll be considered a lie by this maniac Mueller and his team of Weissman, etc., These people basically are, it's like going to the minions of Satan and asking them to do something godly. It's not going to happen, is it?
Well, we'll see. Like I said, we're in the fray. We're about to, go
right.
To the...
So you got lots of things you sent me today. What are the key articles we're going to talk about today? We've got, you have one article you showed me here, Reagan's handler, Charles Wick. Connection with Snow White. What's the story there? This sounds funny.
Yeah, there's, if people have been reading QAnon over, I don't know, 6 months or so on occasion, they'll refer to Snow White and the Seven Dwarves at various different times.
These are pseudonyms for people inside the intel agencies?
Well, way back in the 50s, it was, it was known as, like IBM was the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves were like Univac and controlled that and General Electric and the, the smaller companies. And later on, during our time here, it's sometimes the QAnon community thought that Snow White was Julian Assange, and others thought that the dwarves were the ones being eliminated in participation. But it showed up again yesterday or last night. I don't have that in front of me, but it recalled to me that one of Reagan's handlers, and that's a guy by the name of Charles Wick. And he was working with George Shultz. Of course, George Shultz was the head of Bechtel. He was Secretary of State. He was Secretary of Wage and Price Controls under Richard Nixon. He's been Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of the Lincoln Club, Skull and Bones, not Skull, Bohemian Grove up in Northern California.
Let me fill in a detail here while you're on the roll here. George Shultz, Bechtel. Bechtel is the largest corporation taking the largest share of the trillions of dollars of illegal drug, human, and organ trade to build underground cities all over the world. At the time when I was taking care of people, remember the people building the underground cities about one every 7 to 11 weeks, who are on average around 10.5 cubic miles in size, most of them building in dormant magma domes or matrix cities built with an underground tunneling machine using sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. The fact is that Bechtel Corporation is a major one absorbing these trillions of dollars to build these underground cities. More than anybody else, Bechtel. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yeah. No, they were, a shell. Let's see. It is the international state that they're building up, the world government, just like McKinsey and Associates and some of these huge corporations that are privileged, the Amazon and the... AT&T's, so forth. The guy we talked about a few weeks ago, that Randall Lynn Stevenson. And, of course, he's Business Roundtable. It's one of the largest entertainment conglomerates. It's owned by AT&T. And the guy, Randall Lynn Stevenson, people need to remember the name. It's like Jeff Bezos and a lot of these other ones. But he's a member of the Bilderberger, like Eric Schmitz. And he's, these guys are the ones that are doing everything they can to silence you and me and the rest of the American public. But, this Charles Wick, in fact, that wasn't his real name. It was Wick, and he moved the Z to be his middle initial. But he was part of the U.S. IA, Information Agency, so he was involved in, Voice of America and all kinds of propaganda. And looking at the Reagan's praise of him, he said that the genius of Charles Wick lies in his ability in changing information, technology, satellite communications, and has transformed the international political landscape. So we know both Reagan, a member of the United World Federalist, and George Shultz are both globalists, so this guy was, a handler of Reagan for a long time because he was involved in shaping his image versus his actions. And he was also known at the time to secretly tap phone calls to Walter Cronkite and Jimmy Carter and other people. Of course, Walter Cronkite ended up as the head of the United World Federalist for a time also.
Right.
But this guy was very active, and way back in 1984, There were news reports that the U.S. Information Agency had a list of 84 people that were barred from speaking engagements, and one of them was Coretta Scott King. But talk about 84 then that were being barred from speaking. We look at, you know, thousands and thousands of conservatives being having their voice shut up, and that's why I thought maybe this QAnon about, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, it turns out that Charles Wick was involved in Hollywood and in musical matters and producing movies, among them Snow White and that's Snow White and the Three Stooges. But Wick was a founder of a movie studio in England, involved with the Fabian Socialists there.
So in other words, there is a connection with not only the media in England, but here in America, and there was a real Snow White connection to this globalist, right?
Yep.
Wow. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Emails. I think we'll do a quick simulcast after the show, because we often have charts and tables and things that makes it all kind of very real. If we look at this, actually, you've got a couple of interesting new emails you added while we're on the break. The latest one I have here is Seven Dwarves, the Intelligence Code. Seven Dwarves and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. This was, of course, the Dwarves were, of course, Snow White was IBM. The Seven Dwarves were Burroughs, Univac, NCR, Control Data Corporation at CDC, Honeywell, General Electric, and RCA. And the IBM, by the way, people should remember this, is that IBM Corporation even make the Punch Data Hollerith cards for Adolf Hitler, even though it was a U.S. corporation. People don't know that, do they?
No. In addition, there are, I guess, seven huge computers on the near the seventh floor that are referred to also as the Seven Dwarves. So
the seventh floor of which building?
Oh, that's the FBI, so the Department of Justice. So,
but Department of Injustice, we should call them now. We want to do it correctly now, right?
Yeah, boy, their reputation is gone.
Well, I think their reputation is becoming real. Because the fact is, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, right back to before the Second World War, was already getting weirder and more against the truth, and actually becoming a political arm of the mobsters that run the deep state and the government. And the fact is, right now it's becoming really obvious that these agencies and these intel agencies and these Silicon Valley companies think they're the really governing force and power, not only in America but worldwide, including the Special Operations Division after Article 51 declared by George Bush Jr. in 2007. That was, there's a state of national emergency would take over, and the fact is the authority of the president is not absolute anymore since this state of national emergency occurred. The basically presidential directive 51 has basically changed all that, and people don't know this, do they?
No, that's this stuff has been going on, you know, for a damn long
time. But it's getting worse. It's going on. It's like having cancer, and eventually it's so bad your leg drops off from the cancer eating away at it. It's like, it's not like, you know, it's like some kind of B movie where, you know, part of your face falls on the ground because it's rotting off. That's what's happening to our political system, and that's why we have Trump. He's actually trying to take the you know, the dying body politic of America and actually make not only America great again, make it alive again. It's like taking, you know, someone who's near death and actually bringing it back. That's what Trump is trying to do, and he's got a lot of resistance. And it's not just an anomaly here and there, it's everywhere. I mean, that's why these intel agencies are completely rotten to the core. They're not just a few top people. There's a lot of mid-level people and bureaucrats. They're doing everything they can to oppose them. And if they could manage to take over power in either 2018 or 2020, all these investigations will go crazy after Trump and his family, and nobody is going to investigate the proper evil things going on between us and, say, the Soviet Union or Russia or anybody else doing bad things like Saudi Arabia. Nobody's going to investigate it.
Well, what you look at is you look at the very first break into the communist network, which is a raid in Bridgman, Michigan. And a book was written by a reporter. It's called Reds in America by R.M. Whitney. And the Birch Society reproduced it way back in the early 60s. But in the back of that, I noticed a name that sent a red flag up to me. Red flag, no pun intended. But it included a man by the name of Carl Hessler. And Carl Hessler was involved with the Communist Party for decades. I had that book upstairs here, but a friend of mine borrowed it. Involved with all kinds of communist fronts and Soviet affiliations, and he was connected to Hugh DeLacy. And it turns out that Leon Panetta had put in the congressional record praise for this guy and his wife. This guy and his wife attended a testimonial in favor or in honor of Herbert Aptheker, who's the theoretician of the American Communist Party. And his name is right on the testimonial of the dinner committee. And also on the dinner committee is Gus Hall, who ran for the communist vice president, who actually Brennan voted for. He voted for Gus Hall and Angela Davis when he was in college. And, of course, he's ahead of the, was head of the CIA, like Panetta, with all also the same communist bona fides. And people are wondering what's going on. I wonder what the hell happened to the whole United States Senate that thought Leon Panetta was clean. I mean, their staff and themselves, I mean, Panetta got by Rand Paul and virtually everybody. So I'm not real happy with some of their staffs, and they're distancing themselves and relying on information inside the Beltway. And
Why is Leon Panetta getting a pass? Why is he getting a pass? It's almost like when we see Jeff Sessions. It's to me, when I see Jeff Sessions, my intuitive self tells me somebody's got something on this guy that's so dark, either himself or a relative or friend, that Sessions is not going to intervene and even go after Clinton or the Clintonistas or any of the other people like Podestas. And that's why even when you look at Muellergate, you see the Podestas getting a pass where they go after Manafort. It's just insane. And I mean, this is very embarrassing.
He's doing the same damn thing. So, and then you look at, you know, you go back with this communist network. It is such a attachment to the deep state and the run the world. You go back to William Browder, who was the head of the Communist Party, and then you look at that Hillary Clinton got $400,000 from the grandson.
Well, let me give you a clarifying statement. One of my friends in medical school, her name was Yana Sidorov. You know, Yana was a very bright lady, and she was actually in her medical school. She was one of our top medical students. Her father was the head of the gastroenterology department from the University of Moscow. And these are what we call right Russians who were part of the original Communist Party. Now, you have to understand, in Russia, or Soviet Union, if you had a little chit of paper, you go down to the Brown Building and you could pick out anything you want. CD players, whatever you needed, vodka, borscht, whatever. The fact is, the Communist Party Constitution was that only 10% of the population could ever belong to the Communist Party. Communism is a totalitarian elite of a small clique inside of a society. The regular average Joe couldn't become a senior member of the Communist Party. The same garbage is going on in China with the PLA. So people need to understand, PLA members are the largest cadre of new billionaires in the world. 80% of the new billionaires in the last 30 years are all PLA members from Communist China. Communism is not what Marxists preach. This is they call it communism, but it's not. It's the totalitarian elite of a clique that's in total control, and everybody else is considered like a proletariat slave within the system. That's what's really the reality, isn't it? And that's why when I hear the word Communist Party, like...
struggle. It's more like a caste system.
It's like a Hindu caste system.
And then everybody else...
Well, here's what's coming, and I want to lay this out, and I want to hear your response to it. I'm an expert on genetics, advanced anti-aging technology, and so on, and I have patents, and I'm getting more patents by this fall. And I'm going to post up a video from my colleague, Dr. Ron Klass, 37-minute video, on how we're only 11 to 12 years away from what's called immortality. That's how far we're away. Some of those things we have right now, like our red deer velvet and epigenetic frequency treatment, we're actually so close we can actually see today regeneration. Guess what? The global elite want to be cybernetically and genetically enhanced and have extended lifespans, and the rest of the population can go to hell as far as they're concerned. If you think they're not planning this, you're not paying attention. They want total control of you, and they want to be cybernetically and genetically X-men and X-women. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Right after the show, I want to do a quick simulcast with some of these ladders and so on you have, and we'll put them up on our live stream feed to Vimeo. And you can actually log into Vimeo to our channel, which is vimeo.com/NutriMedical and the number one. And if you go to the bottom of videos, you can actually hit that video button, and actually live videos are actually being posted there as we speak. Now, I'll be doing that. Also, I'm planning on one with Deborah and Lou Tavares. By the way, Lou Tavares was actually on the deck of the same ship as John McInsane. And this guy was an insane maniac. I mean, he did a hot takeoff of an aircraft carrier and caused a lot of death of a lot of people. And McInsane was a very nutty guy, okay? And he wasn't a good guy. And I know they put the American flag at half-mast. John McInsane was one of the bad, we call Rhino Republicans. He's a bad guy. You know, and... people say, oh, don't talk badly about the dead. I said, look, while the man was alive, he was a bad guy, and he's now a bad guy dead. And the fact is, look at Leon Panetta. These people are devils. And they're planning the demise of normal civilization, aren't they? And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, how do you think you've been? I had one guy in Minnesota when I spoke, because I traveled to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, and I'd actually do between a 5.5 and 7 hour talk with just bathroom breaks. And he said, I can't believe you've been in all these places. You'd have to be 50 or 60 people. I said, I didn't have control of my daytime, or God did. And I don't have normal skill sets. I have unusual and talented skill sets that are superhuman. Now, I'm not blowing my own horn, because believe me, knowing what I have been through and the torture and knowledge that I have, which I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know because it would kill you, I want people to understand I'm going to tell the freaking truth whether they like it or not. And what's going on in our world is so evil. And we can answer all these parties, like Leon Panetta and these others. People don't realize, if it wasn't for Trump and the grace of God who sent Trump, and believe me, he's not going to fix everything. In the sense, he's distracting and delaying the inevitable. But I want people to understand, it's giving us grace to understand how bad our country's gone down the bad road. America, to me, and we talked about this the other day with our guy from His Advocates, Kelby Smith, who runs His Advocates. A lot of people think it's a scam. It's not a scam. But the problem is, even if you take your citizenship and change it to a citizen of a state or you make your property a trust, you have to understand the deep state and the intel agencies and the globalists don't give a crap about what legal status you have. They have a plan to destroy much of the human race, to destroy the ecosphere, and to enslave you cybernetically in a matrix. And if you think I'm making this up, and you don't want them to face the facts, a lot of people say, well, I'd like to shut him up, either put a bullet in his head or duct tape on his mouth. They're not going to do it, okay? I'm a tough guy. And I'm going to tell you out there, you may hear from other people on this or other networks thinking that they know what's going on. Nobody knows as much as I do. Nobody. And it eats away at me. The only thing that keeps me going is I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I bring on experts like you, Gary Richard Arnold, who also understands what's going on. We're looking at the termination not only of America but the world by these devils, and they're planning on Agenda 2030. They're planning on Agenda and Vision 2050. They're planning on killing much of the human race, creating domed cities, destroying the bioecosphere, and enslaving the human race so they can even hack into your consciousness. And if you think I'm making this up, you're not paying attention. That's why when I see women wanting to be pro-abortion, they won't need women in the future. In fact, right now you can create a fetus just with a punch biopsy of your forearm with egg and sperm made from just a punch biopsy of skin cells. People say, okay, they can't do that. I say, you know what, I'm going to present the science to you, so you need to shut the hell up and listen. You can ask questions at the end of it, but you want to know. People say, well, why don't you let your guys talk? I said, listen, there's a point in time which I have to say something, and you need to understand when Gary's connecting these dots, he's telling you these monsters are still out there roving the earth to find a victim like Leon Panetta and people like the Democratic Party, like John McInsane, who died of glioblastoma. And, of course, a lot of these evil politicians do die of glioblastoma, which is kind of interesting. It's a particular type of brain tumor eating away at their brain. Maybe it's part of the minions that are eating away at their soul, too, at the same time, because these are patently evil anti-humans, aren't they?
They are, yeah, no, they actually go through rituals to, you know, protect
them. Yeah, they actually go to the, what's called the you know that ceremony, the cremation of care. They actually destroy their conscience in a care ceremony and call in demonic entities to indwell them before this giant owl. Do you know that, people out there? Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. Even Alex Jones has shown all this when he went into the Bohemian Grove. People need to know, this isn't a theory. They don't understand what's really happening. I do in exquisite detail. In fact, I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything that's going on, because without faith in the Most High God, the logical thing to do would be to commit suicide. And because I have faith that I have...
The World Health Organization, Brock Chisholm, said it's a psychological problem if you care about your country or your family, and that the worst thing that can be is to forward the belief in a God or a family, and that's a problem.
It's a sickness. Well, the treatment is a cyber state, I call it. I don't talk about being the only intel state, but I call it a cyber state. The cyber state is taking over everything. And, you know, people say, well, what are they doing? Well, the number of different agencies during the Obama administration were funded hundreds of millions of dollars to hack into consciousness so they could figure out the alphabet of the cortex, so they can insert ideas and images directly into your brain. No, they won't do that. I said, are you kidding? They already do voice-to-skull right now for the last 20 years, even in Japan. You can walk by a soda machine and they do voice-to-skull in Japanese to tell you to go and buy a soda. That's not against the law in Japan. Did you know that?
Well, you go back to Mongolia when the Japanese occupied there, and the tests they did were so much beyond what the Germans did. I mean, it was incredible what they did.
You're talking about the Japanese in Mongolia, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah,
people don't understand. That's why the Chinese and the Japanese have got such vile hatred for each other, what they did when they actually entered Manchuria. Manchu,
yeah.
They call it in China. Manchu.
Yeah, they were vicious on each other.
Viciously evil and beyond human restraint, okay? This is like the kind of stuff you'd say, like, man, this is right out of the ninth ring of Hades. These cannot be perpetrated by normal humans.
The Prussian form was adopted by the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones. As they, you know, in Europe, they ran out of people who wanted to go to war and risk their lives for the potentates. And so they worked on regimentation and brainwashing people in order to do what they're doing. We see that happening right here in the United States with the hatred on all of the networks and all of the newspapers.
Oh, yeah, the drum beating, so you go and you die in some stupid war, and then they don't even give you proper body armor or give you an IED-protected vehicle, so when the vehicle gets hit with an IED bomb on the side of the road, it blows your legs off. I could make them feel protected so they wouldn't end up blowing their legs off, but it would cost extra money. Or giving everybody in the military level 3 body armor, not just for their central body, but their limbs too. People don't understand.
Iron Mountain, where they need, you know, continual destruction or continual consumption, and they don't care how they get it.
Right. I mean, the problem,
or an easy, dispensable way to do it.
Yeah, well, the problem that I have is that I've been dead twice at birth, 8 and a half, and nearly died 5 years ago. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not afraid of death. What I'm afraid of is living and not fighting against the battle. In other words, you know, there's a statement in the Bible, in a sense, summarizing Psalms, that says, evil abounds because good men or women do nothing. And that's what I see happening. We're trying to do something to speak and talk about the truth. But you see, in a time of tyranny like this, it's considered psychotic and radical. In fact, even in social circles, the people don't like the fact that I say, hey, I had security clearance and I took care of the guys working at the Cray system in the Matrix. You're nuts, Deagle. How long have you been psychotic? Because I tell them about my experiences that are real, they think it must be a form of psychosis because it's not in their world, their worldview. It's disturbing. It's like, sorry guys, you have to understand they're being step by step. You're a beaker frog and they're raising the temperature. The water in the beaker at first is cool, so you drop in the beaker, feels good. And then before you know it, they're raising the temperature and your legs are cooked and you can't jump out again. And people don't understand this. This is why with 5 to 7 years from now, your kid will get a notice that he can actually get a video game where he can hack directly into his consciousness by putting on a band around his head directly to his cortex. Right now, I have a supercomputer custom made. And next month, 3 weeks from now, they come up with an AI supercomputer chip that's 100,000 times faster than my computer, which is the fastest commercial computer you can build in the world right now. And in a month from now, it'll be 100,000 times faster with an AI chip. And they can get you can get a Halo helmet, put it on your head, and control your computer and images by your thoughts today. Not 10 years from now, today you can order that helmet. Not well?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So right after the show, we're going to take a five-minute break or so. Then we're going to do a simulcast if you go over to the Vimeo channel. And the best way to get there is just go to the bottom of NutriMedical.com, go to our videos on demand, hit that button, and it'll open up on a separate window for you, and you can watch the video free, F-R-E-E. You don't have to buy a membership or sign into anything or whatever. Just have a look at it. And you can also download it. If you want to download it and send it to it, or we're going to fire it out through social media. It also is going to talk about an advertiser Labor Day sale. Because I've got breakthroughs, and I want people to understand this. The discoveries that I'm making and other doctors in our academies, like the Academy of Anti-Aging Advancement and Environmental Medicine, we are going to conquer aging in the next few years. In fact, a lot of it I've already conquered. It's in the process of being conquered. And the problem is the globalists are freaked out by it, because I think it's like 10 years, 20% of the population will be over 65. And 50% of those will be diabetic, you know, with an insulin glucose tolerance test, they're a diabetic. And people don't understand, most of those people will be vitamin B12 deficient, hypothyroid, and on their way to developing cancer or some form of dementia, unless they get an intervention with nutraceuticals and stem cell therapies and interventional things like a red deer velvet and other things to stop disease and prevent health on the basis of a toxic world. The problem is the globalists know all the stuff's going on because they're actually part of the author of the problem. They're giving a toxic toilet to tap water. They're giving a GMO food. They want to have forced vaccines as part of their 2020 ID. And when it comes in 2 years, you don't only have an internationally tracked ID, which these globalists have thought up, like John Panetta and other idiots, like Leon Panetta. They're going to have other horrors that are going to happen because the globalist intel agencies want total control, not just in the laboratory of China, where the Silicon Valley companies are testing their little software out on the Chinese poor citizens. They want to turn this back and do it to Americans and Europeans and Canadians, etc. People don't get this, do they? And they think, I don't want to hear Dr. Deagle. He's too depressing. No, I don't believe that the truth is depressing. The truth just gives you standing walking orders to actually do something to oppose it. I don't think, this doesn't depress me. What depresses me is when people faced with the truth don't decide to oppose it. That's what depresses me, when somebody knows there's danger and they won't get out of a burning building before the timbers fall on their head or they get burnt their skin off. That's what depresses me. Yeah, not the problem, but the...
Book that was written way back in 1922 is terrific. It talks about the violence is kind of a conditioning for terrorism, but it's really a cover that they really count on boring from within, and that's what we see with Browder and Panetta and, you know, all of these people and that are connected. They said it's the cry for violence is really a fraud. He says also the Marxist is a facade. Communism is not an uprising of the downtrodden masses. It's not a utopian socialism. It's not even true communism. The communist conspiracy is, in fact, a power grab by a clique of socially and financially prominent leaders. And he says they consist of the wielders of power, social and political circles such as Amos Pinchot, Jacob Schiff, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, Frank Vanderlip, and A. Platt Andrew, and Christian Herder. But here they go. You're getting the full shot of this. You're not being put onto one side, left or right. You're going right at the SOBs that are controlling both sides of this
terrain. And it goes beyond the space chess, okay? People need to know the reality of this. Just think of it this way, without getting into the extra, we call extra terra or extra earth or extra dimensional demonic evil that's kind of invading our world for tens of thousands of years. Let's just call it what it is. This is a super intelligent evil that's destroying and hacking into human consciousness, behavior, and conditioning us to accept a totalitarian, not only police, but cyber state that controls not only your actions, but your thoughts. That's why even the intel agencies and these crazy maniac agencies like Google and Facebook and Twitter and so on, they want a shadow ban and actually say that if you disagree with them, like in all the so-called Ivy League universities and so on, if you disagree with climate control, there's something intellectually and psychotically wrong with you. In other words, you're mentally ill if you don't accept their thesis, even if it's not scientifically valid. And you hear comments by even, I call Igor, Al Gore, and other maniacs that actually want to push this East Anglia University garbage pushed by the UN, because it's not that they're really environmentalists, because while they're fiddling, like Nero fiddling while Rome was burning, they know the world's oxygen concentration is dropping because they're not fixing the benthic layer pollution. They're not re-engineering the phytoplankton. They're not fixing the ozone layer by stopping Fukushima Daiichi, which are American companies that support the TEPCO umbrella company. They're not stopping the post-geriatric nuclear reactors that are chewing away at the ozone layer. And they're not dealing with the fact they know the Earth is going to go through some convulsions naturally because a pole shift and a lithospheric disjunction of the crust sliding on the mantle happens every 750,000 years, which is relatively frequent when the Earth is 5 billion years old. People don't understand this, that the state of Alaska was on the equator 8 million years ago. They don't understand that millions of years ago, North America was directly butt up against Europe. They don't understand this, do they? They don't understand that the crust of the Earth slides. That's why we see this new island forming off of Hawaii Island, and why there's a surge in temperature around the world because of methane hydrates, because the Earth is convulsing and releasing methane from deep inside the body of the Earth because radioactive we call amalgamation of hydrocarbons to make larger chain molecules is the gold theory presented in 1951 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which the Russians believed, and which is why until we took over this year, they were the number one oil and gas producer on the planet, Russia, because they're drilling to 40,000 feet, long deeper than any dinosaur or fern plant in the ancient, you know, world exists, you know, during the Jurassic or some other period of time when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. We're not
abiotic, right? It's not
abiotic oil created by the nuclear. Yeah, abiotic oil and hydrocarbons created by the earth itself as a rotating matrix of radioactive isotopes floating around a torsion field from the magnetic field of the earth itself that creates hydrocarbons. And in fact, you can actually reproduce this in the laboratory and show that hydrocarbons are created abiotically. There has nothing to do. You can do it with compression of dead biological matter, but it's a tiny, teeny, eeny-beeksy fraction of the actual hydrocarbons in the world, deep in the bowels of the earth, down 40,000 feet, where there was no dinosaur ever existed. So this foolishness that we have, you know, we're going to run out of oil or even run out of water, this is another one of their schemes. That's why we have Deborah Tavares on. There's no such thing as a shortage of water. There's a shortage of common sense and decency. There's a shortage of real science. And the real shortage is the gutlessness of the people to stand up and fight. First off, fight by facing the truth and fight by prepping and getting out of the big cities and getting water and electricity like we're getting a sun-run solar in. Be ready for the fact that they're going to cut off the power grid on purpose by omission or commission to make sure that you don't have power. Cut off your water supply and cut off your food, because when there's no internet and no truck delivery, you're going to starve to death in a few weeks. Okay? And people say, oh no, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, I wish I was, but I'm not. In fact, the circumstances our society could face in the not too distant future could be worse than any time of any human famine in history. But people are not prepared for this, are they?
Well, they know all our points psychologically and what nourishment we need.
The problem is they don't want to face people.
They know right where to hit us.
I'll tell you what the hardest part is. I'm a Hebrew Christian. I don't like to say I'm just a regular Christian. I'm a Hebrew Christian because I'm basically descended from Moshe. And I believe the Old Testament of the answers and questions are in the New Testament. And what I'm concerned about is that people dissuade and get abusive to people that know more than them. There's almost like this intellectual attitude of the public that can go to Wikipedia and Google and go on the news and go click, 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 and in four clicks they all of a sudden think they're all of a sudden what I call Google geniuses. And the problem is that they've never been in a classified source, so they don't understand advanced science, and they've never seen reports and so on that tell them the real reality, then whether what their professors at the university teach. The professors at the university are shielded from the real knowledge, because unless you're recruited in one of these agencies that has unending trillions of dollars and have people with IQs over 180, you're never going to know what I know. You're not. And the fact is, you want to spit at the people that are like me that have enough guts to tell you the truth, because most people that have my level of intelligence are too frail, too weak, and too weak-kneed to actually tell you the truth, or they're dead because they're passive, like a lot of these wellness doctors. I'm not going to die, okay? Because these son of bitches try to come after me, I'm going to send hellfire after them, and they'll wish they never did it. In other words, don't mess with Deagle. You're going to have a very bad day. So, you know, closing comments, Gary, go ahead, and then we're going to do a simulcast after. We'll be looking at all these documents, but people need to start waking up.
Yeah, we found the information from 1922 that has effect today.
That's what that book is, Reds in America. We're going to show the picture of it, aren't we?
Right, yeah. And, it's amazing. There's a letter in there that connects the Hollywood colony over there with the propaganda and the Communist Party.
I think the comment on the bottom, it says, dictatorship by an alien minority. We can expand that to much more than just the aliens or non-Americans. We can expand it much further to transdimensionals and extraterrestrials, etc. Alien has a lot of connotations, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's people don't want to believe that.
It's not human.
Exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.